Jiang's remains were returned to Jinan on Saturday evening with two guards were wounded in the bombing, escorting his coffin. A eulogy at the event attended by about 1,000 people praised Jiang's courage. Meanwhile, friends and neighbors are remembering Jiang Nan in Wuqiao County, his hometown in northern China's Hebei province. They say they were shocked and heartbroken when hearing of his death. Zhang Guanghui is a childhood friend of Jiang Nan.
Jiang Nan cared so much about his job. He wanted to be a good soldier. We had been chatting online all the time, caring about each other. I hope Zhang's comrades can visit his home often and take care of his parents for him.
Militant group Al-Shabaab launched the suicide attack on Jazeera Palace Hotel in Mogadishu on July the 26th, killing more than a dozen people. The six-story luxury hotel in the Somali capital houses embassies from China, Egypt, Kenya and Qatar. Somali Foreign Minister Abdul Salam Omar has offered his condolences over the death of the Chinese police officer. I'm vowed to find a new place for the Chinese embassy to work and in that China-Somali relations remain stable and strong. The foreign minister says his country requires the help and support of the international community to fight against Al-Shabaab.
After you defeat Al-Shabaab, after you kick them out, how do you put a basic governance in place? Open schools, open the hospitals, markets, and create jobs. The stabilization is the most difficult part because of that. When you liberate a city of 50,000 and there are no government institutions to rebuild all that, and we will welcome any support from the international community.
China earlier announced it won't close its embassy, which had only just reopened in October last year. Liu Guijin, the former Chinese Special Envoy on Africa Affairs, says the attack was not targeted at China, and Chinese diplomats cannot leave these countries just because there are risks.
The purpose of restoring the embassy is to promote the relationship between China and Somalia, because Somalia has a legitimate government. Though this government faces many challenges in terms of security, it needs to develop the country, to improve people's livelihoods, and to stabilize the situation.
Liu said security remains a significant obstacle for the rebuilding of the country. He added that the Chinese government has asked Somalia to provide more effective protection to Chinese nationals in the country. For CRI, I'm Guiyan.